Don, that's great news on the FDA, and congratulations and all the best for the future. I think I got the push-to-talk switch fixed on my Anytone, or at least the rubber housing pushed back in, so I don't seem to be having dropouts tonight like I did in the past. Final on the first round through is WSAU Matt. Any exciting news or otherwise for us tonight?
See here. So after you announced it on the net 2 weeks ago, the planet, I'm pretty sure it was Venus, that you said was visible in the western sky at dusk. I saw it like that Monday and Tuesday after that net, but I was kind of busy those nights, and I saw it with the naked eye just walking around the neighborhood. Unfortunately, Woodbury Gardens is completely in the way of seeing it from my house, so I didn't get a chance to try and look at it, set up my telescope and look at it those two nights, and then it seems it's been overcast around that time of day every day since then, or at least in the western sky. I haven't seen it since, so that's slightly disappointing. I was trying to decide if I was going to try and drag the telescope over to one of the parks that's either public parks or parks that's in Woodbury Gardens over on the other side of the trees and the apartment buildings to see if I could actually look at it with the telescope. But I haven't seemed to have gotten that opportunity since, although I haven't looked tonight because I've been busy taking apart the bottom bracket of my bike, which had worn out and had a ton of play in it. So I have been doing that for the last couple hours. The last thing here is I remember Don was complaining about taking apart the phones that are sewed together with adhesive a couple years ago, and I've got a tablet that has the opposite problem, which is actually probably worse. It's like a bigger, like, I don't know, about maybe about 6-inch by 10-inch tablet or so, or maybe 6 by 8. And the adhesive on that failed, so the screen just started flopping off of it, like, just reused. The adhesive became, like, very gooey and kind of got, like moisture and oils and stuff that sort of seeped in around the edges. So taking that apart and peeling off trying to rub off the old adhesive, which doesn't really come off very easily, but doesn't hold at the same time doesn't hold the screen in place, was much more of a pain than taking apart the phone. I had to kind of pry the adhesive apart. Anyhow, thanks for running that, and I hope someone hears from Larry, but I don't think that maybe is very optimistic. Anyhow, WSAU, back to that.